Luke Frieden and Xavier Bettel have reacted to US President Trump's announcement of sweeping new tariffs. The European Commission is currently drafting retaliatory measures which will be later submitted to member states for approval. Despite rapid intervention by first responders, a young motorcyclist died yesterday afternoon following a single vehicle crash on the N12 between Bredel and Rollingegrund. A 72-year-old man has been sentenced to life imprisoned for the 2022 murder of his son. In world news, amidst the tensions between the US and Europe, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has made a clear commitment from the United States to NATO. Gaza's Civil Defense Agency says at least 31 people, including children, were killed in an Israeli airstrike yesterday on a school serving as a shelter for Palestinians displaced by the war. And South Korea's Constitutional Court has upheld President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment over his disastrous martial law declaration, voting unanimously to strip him of office for violating the Constitution. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. It's a lovely sunny day with temperatures starting off at around 6 to 8 degrees, rising to a maximum of 22 degrees during the afternoon.